A senior risk management analyst with Ham's Marketing Services suggests, despite the media attention being paid to the start of the renegotiation of the Canada-United States-Mexico agreement, that deal will remain in place for another 10 years. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Canada-United States-Mexico agreement, which came into effect July 1, 2020, replaced the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. With the first mandatory joint review of the agreement set to begin formally next month, pork producers on both sides of the Canada-U.S. border are closely tracking developments. Paul Marchand, a senior risk management analyst with Ham's Marketing Services, suggests, despite the stepped-up media attention, there is no reason to panic.
The negotiation will probably start at the beginning of July, the renegotiation. What's going to happen in the meantime is we're going to hear an announcement that it's either going to be maintained, renegotiated, or one country or another is going to pull out, and I'll just leave it up to you to determine who that might be. But that the agreement is still in place until 2036. And that's important because we're going to start to see a lot of headlines and a lot of things revolving around Kuzma renegotiation that will, you know, could create some concern. I don't think there's any reason to panic. And of course, we should always be vigilant and monitoring it as closely as possible because it does impact, you know, demand for Canadian pork, or could. But even if they say, you know, the headlines read Kuzma is falling apart or Kuzma is not to be renegotiated or something to that effect, and I have no advanced knowledge of any of this, but if there's any negative headline that suggests that, just remember that the agreement is still in place until 2036.
Marchand acknowledges potential changes to the deal are cause for concern, but there is still breathing room. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.